Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Straight Talk with Stan Macklin. We're so glad to be able to come your way today, and we're going to have another exciting program, and we're going to be talking about current events today, and we want to get your opinion on some things. If you want to give us a call, you can always feel free to give us a call at 347-850-1598. 347-850-1598. Feel free to do that. So, we want to open up our program today, and we want to encourage you ladies that are listening. We're going to have later on in our segment today, we're going to have some special quality time just for you. We want to hear from you. We want to hear your concern, and we want to listen to what you did. We got a slew of concerns from basically women last program, and we want to be able to entertain your calls again. So give us a call. I'll give you that number, 347-850-1598, and we're more than glad to be able to, we do want to open up our program today talking about the Bill Cosby situation that took place, and there's several other things that we do want to talk about, but it seems like the jury couldn't make up their minds. Somebody should have made up their mind about that, because I think that what transpired with the accusations, the alleged, I guess, accusations of those women, was very important, and they were just concerned. They were concerned about some justice for them. And as I said last week, I don't personally think that a person should have to drug a person to try to get over on that person. I think that is highly unethical. I think it's highly inappropriate, and to do something like that just doesn't make no sense. And I don't understand what is all about. What is that all about? But anyway, I'll say this to Mr. Cosby: you know what you did, and if you did do some of those inappropriate extracurricular activities with those women who are drugging them, you're not going to get away. You know, you may get away with man, but you don't get away with God. That's just the bottom line on it. And we want to be very plain about that. So hopefully they can revisit that and come back to that and have some major say-so about that. Maybe we'll come at that a little bit later in the program, hoping that some of the ladies will call in. Also, too, what do you think about the young man, Otto Warmbier, who was, if I said his name right, who was arrested and detained in North Korea. It showed right on the video of him stealing a poster while he did that. Now, I want to say this. If you are visiting another country, you are a guest. That's right. You have no business putting your hands on things and trying to steal it that does not belong to you. You're just a guest. And a guest is a guest, and I'm not saying that all what he went through was appropriate, but I am saying that he brought a lot of that on to himself by taking whatever it was he took. And the state in which he left, almost brain dead, was the result of his action. There's a consequence to actions like that. But what do you think about it? A lot of people, they hate North Korea, and they resent, and rightfully so, things that I guess they're threatening, especially with the missile crisis that they're involved in. But you just can't go to another country messing with things that you shouldn't do. You just shouldn't do that. And so he came back. He was severely sick, basically brain dead is what it was. And the family, they have objected to an autopsy for him because I guess they just don't want to know what it was. So that's going to be something that we have to further pay attention to and see what's up with that too, because it's unfortunate. And a lot of the state officials, even the president, has weighed in on it, and hopefully we don't know. A lot of people are even upset because Dennis Rodman went over there, and we don't know. Maybe he was helpful in getting his body, getting him to be released and to come back here. We just don't know. But anyway, it did take place. But for him, he is expired. So we just want to let you know that there. Also, too, what about Tiger Woods? Tiger Woods is in the clinic for handling pain medication. See, as you definitely know, they found him driving a car, and he was just out of it. And he wasn't drunk or anything like that. He just, his medications. So he's in the clinic where he can get some help for that. And that's, I think that's pretty good. I think that's pretty important. That's pretty important. Because poor Tiger Woods, he just has not recovered since he had his downfall. And, you know, that's something that is very important, because we're told that pride goes before destruction and the haughty spirit before a fall. And that brother hasn't recovered from his fall at all. Not at all. It just hasn't. So we don't know about that. But anyway, is in the right place, getting the right help. That's so important. Also, back in the news, O.J. Simpson is going to have a parole hearing next month. And according to the Nevada Board of Parole Commissioners, who on Tuesday, a parole hearing for former NFL star O.J. Simpson has been set for July 20th in Carson City. Simpson is currently serving time in a Nevada prison for a 2008 Las Vegas robbery and kidnapping conviction, and that's where the hearing will be. So I know some of you out there, you think O.J., he did it. And I don't know. That was a gruesome, ugly killing. But he's in jail, and he's up for parole hearing, and maybe he will be out. We don't know. We don't know. But if O.J. has his right perspective, then he'll work his best to try to get out. Also, too, what about the situation with President Trump? I know you thought I was going to leave that alone, but no, I'm not. The Russian sanctions back in the sphere of Trump pressure to weaken the bill in terms of since he's under investigation. And we don't know, but we do know that something's going to come out of this here. Who knows? We don't know. But on some of the topics we've chimed in on, you feel you're more than welcome to give us a call, 347-850-1598. We'd like to hear what you have to say. It's very important, and you can chime in, because we do want to hear what you have to say. It's all very important, and if you don't say anything, then you're keeping your opinions to yourself, and you don't have to do that, because this is definitely a two-way program. We want to hear from you. We want to hear what you have to say. And also, too, what about what happened in Minnesota? Philando Castile, they literally found the officer not guilty. Now, I know that there is a silence of cold blue or whatever it is, but the man was sitting in his seat in his car with his four-year-old daughter and his wife, who filmed the whole unfolding of the event, told the officer, told him straight up, told him right out that he's going to reach for his car, his permit, and he was shot dead. What do you think about that, Bianca? What do you think about that? He was shot dead.
It's unfortunate what happened to Philando Castile, especially in the days of modern technology where we can see exactly what happened, and for no one to be convicted of a heinous crime of killing someone in cold blood. So it makes other people like myself, other African Americans or other young men, scared, and even other women. I mean, there was another killing this week of another female by a police officer who called to report something, a crime that was going on in her neighborhood, and she ended up dying. So it's like we feel like we don't have any protection from the system that's supposed to protect us. And it's a scary thought.
It is a very scary thought. It's a scary thought because I'm going to just advise you right now. If you're listening to the program and you're driving down the road, you happen to get stopped by a law enforcement officer, I don't care if it's a local officer, whoever it is, state trooper, you just comply. Reach for nothing. Don't go in your glove compartment for nothing. Don't go up under your seat. Don't give the appearance of any unexpected move, because it may be your last. And there's just too many scenarios where innocent men and women have succumbed to an officer's bullet because they were afraid. They were fearful. Now, I know it seems horrible. It seems wrong. And as a matter of fact, I listened to the video, the one that his mother did on the news, the nightly news, and then the one that she did by herself. And I'm telling you right now, her hair is down. She is not playing. She don't care. She is letting it all hang out. She's telling it like it is. She is reprimanding everybody from the jury to the judge to the officer, the system, period. She has lost her faith in the system. And that was her son. And that was a husband and a father who's now gone. It's pitiful. So I'm just advising you, you know, if you get pulled over, please comply, because they got the weapon. You don't. And it's deadly. It's deadly. It's the use of deadly force. And I tell you, you may not get a second chance to tell about it. So I just want to encourage you to make your mind up that you're gonna not do something ridiculous and become a victim. It's just very important. Well, I know that last week we got a big slew of calls that came in from some of the ladies who were concerned about different things that were going on locally and nationally. And if you have a concern, don't hold your concern. Don't just keep it to yourself. Feel free to give us a call, 347-850-1598. Bianca will do her best to try to answer some of those questions. She can deal it. She can handle it. She can handle it. And we want to also hear from you. What do you think? You may got some topics that you want us to specifically deal with. We'll do our best. We'll do our best. We want to hear what you want us to talk about, because it's important. Now, you might want to talk about something else, such as what the survey says, what male body type is considered the most attractive. Maybe you want to talk about that. Well, we can deal with that too if need be. But what is your concerns? What are your concerns? But according to the Women's Health Planet Fitness, a gym which advocates for body acceptance, it ran a survey to find out which male body type women prefer. The votes are in, and guess what? Guess what? Well, I was just about ready to tell you, and my system went some poop. Going to my backup now to be able to tell you that, so I can find that information for you. That's what happens sometimes when you are in with this technology. But I'll get right back to it. And it says, same thing happened again. I'm sorry about that. Anyway, that's a no-no on the radio, dead silence. But the result is well, let me ask you, Bianca, what do you think about that?
Well, personally, my personal type is tall, dark, and handsome. I like, but I mean, personality is interesting too. But if you're going strictly off of looks, someone who keeps their foot in shape, average height, someone who's groomed, who has a good job, or doesn't even have to have a good job, just has the desire and the drive to try to acquire his goals and try to get me to get my goals, gives me encouragement. That's the ideal type of man for me. Someone who's educated in all facets, has street sense, book sense, common sense, all of those types of senses.
Well, this is a good, it's definitely a good survey, and I want to be able to get it back again, but I guess it didn't want me to release the answer, and it definitely just phased out. But just listening to some of the comments, you said there was several good characteristics that you said. For those of you who are up to date on the terminology, a dad's bod is a typical male physique. And so 7 out of 10 women are attracted to a dad's bod than a dude who has a washboard abs. But anyway, why should it have to be about the body? You know, what's wrong with a unique mind? I know it's probably more than that. Downtown today, and it was this kind of huge guy. He was full figure, if you could say it like that. He was I don't want to say the other word, but he was huge. And he had a nice looking slim young lady with him that was holding hands. And I said, "Wow, that's a unique couple." So it shows you that she definitely not into him because of his physique. It has to be because he has some other characteristics. I think that's the way it should be. And if a person is a deadbeat, when I say deadbeat, they're just looking for somebody they can leech off of, I think that's problematic. And any woman should be aware of that, because if he can't support himself, how in the world is he going to work with you to help support the two of you? So it's very important. But I just thought that survey was interesting, and I'll have it for you next week, because it seemed like it's very important. And so we want to be able to find out. That's according to the Planet Fitness, and that's what it says, that it's important. And I don't know. I don't go to the gym, but maybe you do. And myself, I don't know how in the world you can get your workout with all that activity going on. I'm sure you got eyes to see. You're seeing something. So for me, I do my workout another way. So anyway, that's interesting. That is very interesting. Well, again, we're winding down with our last minutes, 347-850-1598. I guess they're listening today. They don't feel like sharing in, but that's okay. That's quite okay. We do want to hear from you, and you're open anytime to share your comments. And don't be afraid to pay attention to what's going on. There's a lot going on, and there's no reason for you not to have an awareness of what's going on. Don't be a victim. Be aware so that you can be a contributor to giving your opinion. And it does make a difference. It does make a difference. And we do want to hear from you any concern that you have. And it's something that we want you to talk about, because if you don't talk about it, then we don't know. And we're so glad to be able to come your way today. But Straight Talk is a program where we want to be able to tell it just like it is, be able to say what you want to hear. And concerning current events, and we want to be on the cutting edge. So you have a very wonderful time of researching and knowing what it is that you like to talk about. Let us know, and we'd be more than glad to hear from you. We want to hear from you. And I'll just close out the program today with this thought. And the thought is, if you feel that your day is always being interrupted by distractions, try to make sure that your focus starts at the beginning of the day. This may sound simple, but I'm going to show you how you can get your focus going on at the beginning of the day. This may rub some of you the wrong way, but I think it'll rub the right way. To start your day off focusing, make up your bed. That's right. Don't just get up out your bed, go get in the shower, bath, get yourself ready, refreshed and everything, going to work, looking fresh, but you left your bed unmade up. Making up your bed helps you to focus. It helps you to have a nice, tidy bed. And if you can focus on doing that, it is the first step of helping you to get other things in line. Now, I said it's simple. It's important. But if you're guilty of not making up your bed, make up your bed. This has been Stan Macklin with Straight Talk. A wonderful, beautiful day. And remember, it's not the outlook that makes a difference. It's the uplook that's going to bring you through.
They like
that. I can't understand this thing. I got to get rid of it.
Right.
It should never done that. It just cut me off. I can't pull it up. How can I pull it up? Did it actually help? I didn't mean to do it. I got it from the tile shop. I don't know. I want to show you this here. This is it. Keep your audience engaged with Prezi. Look up on your computer. Look up. This is what I was trying to show you. Your dad. Yeah. Turn to Kelly. This is really good. But what I want you to look up Kelly, D-U-M-M-L-E-R, presentation. You see that? See, Kelly Dumler presentation. Kelly Dumler, D-U-M-M-L-E-R. Kelly Dumler presentation. Yeah, it's a person. Kelly Dumler, M-M-L-E-R. Kelly Dumler, D-U-M-M-L-E-R. Is it up there? Where? That's it. I saw the next thing right there. Oh, go back there again. It says Kelly Dumler presentation. Okay. I can't get this back down now. Can you see that? Can you see? Okay. Okay, see? See right there? This is what I'm trying to show you last week. It's always like that. She said right there, she did this. Okay? Now, watch this. Now, see right here where it says make a copy? Huh? See where it said make a copy?
Yeah.
Right here. Make a copy.
Oh,
how do we make a copy? Now, I'm going to show you this here.
You got real for this office.
But we didn't look at this part. You seen all this last week?
She talked to me?
No, I'm trying to. I'm going to talk to her.
How can I hear you over there?
I must have talked to her. I remember some. I had some students from JMU come. But why is it like it's not showing me what I want to show you? They're going to show them the picture. You see where it say make a copy? I want to make a copy of that.
Okay, click on it.
But I think your computer is better than mine.
Oh, okay. You have to have an account with these people. Get this big copy.
Oh, that's how they get you in there? Okay, so let me put it back. Now, at home, I have no problem at all. But when I get on this raggedy thing, it don't even show me.
When you put some next copy at home, so I come up with it. But...
no. See, this lady, she did a here's in Belfast. She did, it's not picking up. It's not showing the picture. Mine, it shows the grass and everything, the outline of it up here from the air, showing the whole outline. We go from all the way over there to see where that tree is, like I said, the whole outline. But it's just not.
Did you contact the people over there to see what's following you?
I'm going to call you to the witch call. I don't know why it's not showing that. This thing is raggedy. $100. I have paid up to $1,000 before, but there's supposed to be a picture in here. Why is there no picture? But I believe yours would be with me.
So I don't have that box.
Yeah.